186. The Ex-Con, Part 3. You're riding high, Butch, Tammy the librarian said. But don't rest on your oars. You have even more work to do now. Thanks, Tammy, Butch said. The key to my success is that I am now rich in friends. That's why I invited you all here tonight. But don't worry, I won't rest on my laurels. I'll be returning to the fold tomorrow morning, so you keep that desk open for me. They all laughed. Say, Butch, Lou said privately when the others were talking, I meant to ask you if you were really retired from your previous life. I mean, I don't want to reveal my hand, but I think I could use a guy like you on a job I'm planning. Butch's heart stopped cold. Lou, you're riding for a fall, if you want to do something criminal. It won't result in anything good. And I won't have anything to do with it. Don't ever talk to me about anything like that again. Whoa, whoa, Lou said. Don't revolt against me, buddy. There's no rhyme or reason to get upset here. I didn't know you were so sensitive about it. I just thought that with all the knowledge you must have gained as a result from your time in prison, you could help me out a bit. Butch stood up and said, Please restrict your conversations to school topics from now on, Lou, or I won't be calling you my friend anymore. Thanks for returning a compliment with scorn, Butch. Fine. All of my hopes don't just rest with you. I'll leave you out of it. Good, Butch said.